It was a stormy Arizona night when Joseph and Joanne Calloway faced a career-defining moment. Thunder crashed outside as they reviewed paperwork for a deal that would solve their immediate financial problems. The young Browns family had fallen in love with the Smith's Spanish-style home, but clearly couldn't afford it without stretching themselves dangerously thin. Meanwhile, the Smiths needed a specific amount for their relocation. The Calloways, new to real estate and with depleted savings, desperately needed this double commission. Then Joanne suggested something that seemed almost crazy. "Maybe we should undo it all. We'll find the Smiths another buyer and the Browns another house. What matters is that we keep the clients." This pivotal decision, putting clients' welfare above their own immediate gain, became the foundation of their clients' first philosophy. The results exceeded everyone's expectations. Within a week, they found the Browns a more affordable home, while the Smiths' property sold to different buyers for $15,000 more. But the real transformation was internal. They never again focused on commissions or begrudged hours of seemingly futile work. This simple two-word philosophy would guide them to sell over $1 billion in real estate in just a decade, even thriving during the greatest real estate collapse since the Great Depression. The Calloways initially struggled to articulate their approach, starting with an overwhelming list of 122 client-first principles. During a Sunday brunch at the Princess Resort, they finally distilled their philosophy to three essential keys. The first key is honesty. Their transformation eliminated the need to choose between partial truths or telling clients what they wanted to hear. There was now only one option: complete honesty. This brought immediate liberation. Without multiple versions of truth to manage, they found peace of mind and simpler decisions. The second key is competence. After a disastrous early experience with contract writing, they committed to excellence in serving clients. This drove them to relentless self-improvement through education, conventions, mastermind groups, and continuous learning. The third key is caring. Moving beyond their initial focus on money, they learned to truly adopt their clients' goals as their own. This deep investment gave them the strength to be honest when needed and to fight for their clients' best interests. When honesty, competence, and caring unite, they create extraordinary results. The Calloways found that this combination transformed their business from inconsistent to thriving. They embraced radical honesty, speaking truth or staying silent, and freely admitted when they needed to research answers. Their work became deeply fulfilling, with even long days feeling energizing rather than exhausting. Their most memorable moments weren't their biggest deals, but instances of profound service, like helping Mr. Williams, a clockmaker, transition to his final home while preserving his collection and financial security. Clients' first's power lies in its ability to transform relationships. People instinctively recognize genuine honesty, competence, and caring. When these three elements align perfectly, they create a magnetic energy that naturally attracts clients. Without soliciting referrals, the Calloways receive constant recommendations. One client alone referred 17 others. The approach requires complete commitment, 100% in each area. While they initially identified 122 implementation strategies, they discovered just three essential elements were needed, making the practice both simpler and more powerful. Phoenix's real estate market signaled crisis in December 2006, with 55,000 homes for sale, but only 6,393 sold. By April 2009, the median home price had plunged 55% from $262,000 to $117,500. The crash devastated the industry. Title companies faced 50 to 75% revenue drops, major lenders failed, and FHA loans became nearly the only financing option, creating a cash-only market for higher-end properties. Yet, the Calloways flourished. While the market lost 70% of its dollar volume, their commissions dropped only 20% before recovering, sustained by their loyal client base. They maintained aggressive marketing when others retreated, implementing innovative delivery systems and enhanced property materials. Weekly seller calls with candid price assessments kept their listings moving while competitors' properties expired. They preserved and expanded their team through the downturn, with new hires embracing the client's first philosophy that had proven crucial to their stability. As bank-owned properties surged from 1 to 70% of monthly sales, the Callaways entered the REO market through Kate, a former client managing a mortgage office who connected them with their first institutional client. The REO market demanded perfection. Banks enforced strict one-strike policies where a single error meant permanent blacklisting. The Callaways distinguished themselves by maintaining premium service, thorough cleaning, professional photography, virtual tours, and strategic marketing for bank-owned properties. Their investment in relationships proved invaluable. Despite the cost of maintaining contact with clients across America and 12 foreign countries, these connections created opportunities. When former client Charles reached out from his new bank position, Joanne leveraged this connection into a new REO partnership. While others retreated during the market crash, the Callaways tackled challenging short sales, serving as both real estate professionals and emotional supports for clients facing financial distress. The Callaways outline 8 steps anyone can follow to implement clients first. 1. Make the commitment. Decide to fully prioritize customers over revenue. Half-hearted commitments are counterproductive. 2. Speak the commitment. Voicing your dedication strengthens it and elevates both others' perception and your self-image. 3. Keep the commitment. Serve everyone who seeks help, not just profitable clients. 4. Get yourself out of the way. Control your ego, directing ambition productively rather than destructively. 5. Set the monkey down. Release yourself from the burden of responsibility and focus solely on serving clients. 6. Put your faith in others. Embrace the reciprocal relationship of serving and being served, separate from compensation. 7. Trust the truth. Trust boldly and without hesitation. Avoiding truth always costs more than embracing it. 8. Allow the work to be the reward. Rather than chasing do what you love, love what you do. When clients come first, excellence becomes the priority. The client's first approach creates ripples beyond immediate business. When the Callaways donated $70,000 to Habitat for Humanity instead of Christmas ornaments, it led to unexpected returns. A bank officer who remembered their generosity later helped secure crucial foreclosure listings during market downturns. Clients First isn't a destination, but an endless journey. Even amid deadlines, they stay present rather than rushing ahead. The path reveals fascinating people who become more interesting because you genuinely want to serve them. While transforming the entire world seems idealistic, we need only change our corner of it. Though globally insignificant, we have tremendous influence in our immediate surroundings, our family, neighbors, and coworkers. Here, we can create a client's first world, one interaction at a time. Imagine a world where honesty, competence, and caring become standard rather than exception. The Callaways prove that putting others first isn't just right, it's the most profitable approach. By embracing these 3 keys, anyone can transform their business and life. The question isn't whether you can afford to put clients first, it's whether you can afford not to.